The word of God is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. This is the Moment of Impact with Pastor Abraham Odey.
Hallelujah. I want to welcome you to yet another Moment of Impact. And I'm your host, Pastor Abraham Odey. I welcome everyone to this special, unique broadcast. Your life will never be the same. As the word of God comes out today, it will bring the necessary transformation in your life, in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for yet another moment, O Lord, and I pray for all my listeners. I ask, O God, that your word will be spirit and it will be life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I am still continuing with the series on the Holy Spirit, and today I'm going to be talking on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The gifts of the Holy Spirit. I want you to know that the Holy Ghost is God in us, and He didn't come to us empty. He came to us with diverse gifts. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 12 from verse 1, He said, "Now, dear brothers and sisters, regarding your question about spiritual abilities and the spirit that the Spirit gives us, I don't want you to misunderstand this. You know that when you were still pagans, you were led astray and swept along in worshiping speechless idols. So I want you to know that no one speaking by the Spirit of God will curse Jesus, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kind of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all." Take note of that. Different kinds of what? Spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. Then He said there are different kind of service, but we serve the same Lord. And God works in different ways, but it is the same God who works the work in all of us. Verse 7, He said, "A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other." So the spiritual gift is not for you, it's for the body. It's for you to be able to help people. And in any way the Holy Ghost enables you, empower you, give you ability. The ability is to serve. It means if you have the ability and you are not putting it to use, it will be dormant, and the next thing is it will die out. So one way by which you can grow in the gift of the Spirit is by usage, by using it to help the body, to help others. He said, to one person, the same Spirit gave the ability to give wise advice. To another, the same Spirit gave the message of special knowledge. The same Spirit gave great faith. To another, the same Spirit gave the gift of healing. To another, the same Spirit to one power to perform miracles. To another, ability to prophesy. And then to give someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Still to another person, He is given the ability to speak in unknown tongues, while another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. It is the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have. Hallelujah. So I want you to see it very clear here that the Holy Ghost upon our life is the giver of every spiritual gift. Is there any spiritual gift that you desire to have? The Bible permits us to desire to have spiritual gift. The Bible encourages us to even covet spiritual gift. That's long for it. Desire it. And that is the key, the major key, once you are a believer, to receiving the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And He said you should desire it, hunger for it, long for it. And there are diverse gifts we have seen here. The first category I want you to look at, number one, was the gift of the Spirit. That's the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is about nine of them that were mentioned right in this passage of the Scripture. I will come over them again. Then we saw also that there are gifts also given by the same Lord, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus gave us the gift of service, to serve in the body. And that's why He gave to some apostles, He gave to some teachers, gave to some prophets, he gave to some pastors, and he gave to some to be apostles, all for the edification of the body. All these five offices are designed to edify the body. Jesus gave us all those ministry gifts so we can serve the body. That's why we have people who function in the office of a pastor, function in the office of an apostle, function in the office of an evangelist, function in the office of a teacher, function in the office of a prophet. All these are gifts from the same Lord to all. And we saw also that there are also works that the Lord works in us. Skills that some men operated in. People like Esther, like Daniel, like Aholia and Bezaleel. The young men that were able to craft the Ark of the Covenant in the wilderness with Moses. These were unique skills God gave to men. So there are skills, there are talents, there are ability also that God gives. So we could see that there are gifts that come through God the Father. There are gifts that came through God the Son. There are gifts also that came through God the Holy Spirit. And I tell you, we are now in the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. And in this dispensation of the Holy Spirit, look at the gift that the Holy Spirit gave to the church, and thus to each and every one of us. Look at, we classify those gifts into three also. One, we call the revelationary gift. Two, we call the power gift. Three, we call the apart from the gifts of revelation, the gift of power. We have the gift of utterance, the gifts that enable you to speak. So we have the revelationary gift, the power gift, and the utterance gift. The utterance gift are those gifts that enable you to speak. That's the reason why these are the gifts that you notice easily when somebody gets baptized in the Holy Ghost, the utterance gift. What are those utterance gifts? Number one, utterance gift is the gift of speaking in tongues. The second is the gift of interpretation of tongues. The third is the gift of prophecy. That is why when people get baptized in the Holy Ghost, these are the immediate ones you can notice, because they have to do with what? Utterance, instantaneous utterances. So people speak out. So you discover that there are other gifts the Holy Ghost gives also that we have seen listed in this passage where we read. The revelationary gift, which has to do with the gift of word of wisdom. That is ability toward proper solution. Like what we saw in the life of Joseph. It was a powerful gift of the word of wisdom. And we also have the gift of the word of knowledge. Ability to have special knowledge. Know things like Jesus exhibited with that woman that was by the well, when he told her, yes, I know you have been married to seven men and you are not staying with any of them. That was a word of knowledge. And we saw also the gift of discernment of spirit. These are all revelationary gifts. They are gifts that enable you to see, to perceive, to know, to understand. So they are revelationary gifts. Then we have power gift three also, which is the gift of faith, the gift of healing, and the gift of what? Workings of miracles, power to walk in miracles. So you can see that the gifts of the Spirit also are classified into three. And in each of these three classes, we have three gifts right in there. All of these gifts, the Bible told us in verse 11, that is given by the same one Spirit, distributed. And it's distributed as the Spirit desires. The Spirit decides who it gives the gift to. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, somebody who is longing to operate in the gift of the Holy Ghost, may the Lord God Almighty help you so you can experience new dimensions of the gift of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord God open you to the manifestation of these giftings. Just like I say at the beginning, that all of these giftings, if they are in you and you don't put them to use, you don't practicalize it, you don't exercise it, it will die out. So spiritual gifts grow by exercise. We mature in spiritual gifts by exercise. In Hebrews Hebrews chapter number 5 verse 14. Sorry, Hebrews chapter 5 verse number 14. The Bible told us, it made us to understand that mature men are those who through exercise have been able to train their senses to discern between what is right and what is wrong. So training is what brings about maturity. Putting to use, exercising, is what brings about maturity. So for every gift we receive from God, it comes in a small form, it comes in a tiny form. It requires usage for you to now mature in it. If God gives you the gift of tongues and interpretation, you also need to put it to use to grow in it, to mature in it. If you don't put it to use, it could remain dormant and with time fizzle out. But once you are practicalizing it, putting it to use, you have the gift of faith, act, gift of healing, move, lay hands, pray for somebody, see God heal through your hands. And as you keep doing that, you will keep growing. You will keep understanding it better, the gift better. You will keep understanding the dimensions of those gifts, and you will keep going deeper in the operations of those gifts. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that somebody hearing the sound of my voice, you will not remain just at the level of receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit, but you will put it to use and grow thereby in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord God Almighty use you mightily in your generation to impact life, to bring healing, to bring deliverance, to bring solution, to bring answers, to bring lifting, to draw men to the kingdom. The ultimate purpose of the gift of the Spirit is to help men believe in Jesus Christ. That's why the Bible says, where we read earlier, it says, no man having the Spirit will curse Jesus. And no man can say Jesus is Lord outside the Spirit. So the Spirit of God is what brings people to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. The gift of God is given to men so that we can use and bring men to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, that men will come to a point of accepting the Lordship of Jesus over their life. Hallelujah. May the gift of God in your life bring about great impact and draw men to the kingdom in the name of Jesus Christ. When God did great and mighty wonders through Peter, that his shadow was healing the sick, the Bible told us that many believe. When God used Peter to heal Ananias and to raise Dorcas back to life, the Bible told us that in that city, when they saw what happened to Ananias, the whole city came and believed God. May the Lord God Almighty use you and use the gift in you to bring about tremendous transformation in the kingdom of God, in Jesus' name. Receive this fire wherever you are. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you real good till I come your way again, same time, same station. Keep listening to Worshipers Radio and keep listening to Moment of Impact. God bless you real good. In Jesus' name.
The Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword.